This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Falcons on a bye week, so we will not see them in action this weekend. And so, like we discussed this week, really focusing on the defense and what they needed to improve on or change during this time off. Now it's the offense's turn. And what are you guys looking for them to improve on or change before they come back?
Well, you can talk a lot of what you can talk about a lot of things. I mean, I think you can talk a lot of things. I wrote down some things that were seemed to be numbers based, like red zone efficiency, third down efficiency, your time of possession. I feel like could get better because it could help the defense. And I even talked about penalties. But one of the things I didn't talk about, and Mike, I think you can kind of tell me if I'm off here, or if I'm right, you can tell me the ways that we can accomplish this.
Okay.
Is I need more of what most people would call little shallow crossing routes, shallow drag routes, little intermediate routes that are moving away from defenders.
Because, mesh concepts.
Yes. Yeah. I guess that's what the expert would call it. You know, I'm using layman terms.
I was like,
but I need stuff that runs away from people that's not necessarily deep downfield. Because I think you've got guys in this offense like Bijan, like Darnell Mooney. I think Kadarrell Hodge is a really good player. We've seen it. But when he gets the ball in his hands and he can be a yak guy. He's not the fastest guy, but he's physical and he has a little bit of speed. But I need more of that. And I know that it's built in the system. I literally have talked to coaches in this system, not necessarily in this team, but other guys that about these kind of concepts. And I'm curious of why you're not doing it or how to add more into it. And maybe they're doing it more than I realize.
Well, and I think they've done a little bit of that. The point with the mesh concepts is you have to catch the defense in man coverage, right? You can't run mesh concepts into zone. It takes away exactly what you're trying to do. And, you know, the mesh coverage has to be versus man essentially to work out the way you're talking about. You can't run away from coverage if you're just running right into coverage. And I think a lot of times you might have those sort of concepts put in for man coverage, and then you run into a zone situation where you're reading zone, and all of a sudden some of these wide receivers are sitting down in the middle of the zones, and that's where you see some of the underneath throws to a Drake London and Kyle Pitts and things like that.
But I'm okay with that to an extent. I feel like lately it feels like everything's breaking out, and we're not using the middle of the field as much.
I agree.
And so I'm okay. To me, though, that's still okay, because if I get Darnell or Kadarrell in a position where he runs into the soft spot of a zone and he just kind of gears it down or just stops, and Kirk can realize he get the ball out quick, normally that's going to allow him to turn and maybe make a guy miss or go north and south a little bit.
Yeah, and I have in my stuff that I want to see them utilize the middle of the field more in the passing game. And it is interesting to me, how many times have we come in here, and I know that you notice it every single week, because I know Arch notices it. One of Kirk's first reads is a check down in the flat. And it's not even a check down. Like, he's not check down to, I think when people hear that, they go, okay, he's getting through his progression. He's going one to two to three, and then he's going, all right, nothing's there. Let me check down to Bijan. Like, a lot of times that's his first option. A lot of times Kirk's going, okay, defense is bailing. They're leaving the flat. They're going into cover three. Nobody's out there. Bijan can make something happen in the flat. But not very often do we see some of the option routes or the choice routes to Bijan actually stepping up in the middle of the defense and the vacated defenders, the linebackers bailing, where Bijan's actually catching the ball over the middle and is able to make something happen. So a lot of times he's constrained by the sideline. I'd love to see some of the stuff where he has the opportunity to step up. And maybe you can put somebody else in the backfield with him, be it, like you talked about, a Darnell or Kadarrell Hodge, that can run those options out into the flat as well.
Do you feel like that they've forgotten Algier a little bit in the passing game? Because hear me out for a second. Because I
forgot him completely last week.
Well, yeah, and I think some of the game dictated that. But I feel like that Algier is still a threat in the passing game. It's not to the extent that you have with Bijan, but he's still a guy that we've seen, even, and Arthur Smith did a good job of saying, hey, just because you're out here doesn't mean you're not going to get the ball thrown your way.
Yeah.
And I know they've thrown the ball his way some. I mean, if I look at my sheet, he's got, he's, well, I mean, they've forgotten him. He's got eight catches. in the passing game this year.
I don't know this for sure, but it feels like three of those were in one game. Like, it feels like three of those came in one game this year. I don't know which one would have been. Maybe the Buccaneers early in the year, but I agree with you to an extent. But I also see it where Zach Robinson's probably looking at it, and you're in third and eight plus probably a lot of the times where Bijan is catching the ball, or maybe not. But I would rather Bijan catch the ball, I guess, to my point. And so if you're going to have that situation where Algier might get it, it's like, I'd probably rather Bijan have it anyways.
Well, would you like to see him have it in the red zone, or as you guys kept calling it, the red area, which really got under my skin? I don't like that term.
You don't like red area?
Just call it the red zone. Just call it the red zone.
Well, it's the Mercedes-Benz drive zone, according to Bo.
But what you were saying earlier was about how the red zone issues, defenses are trying to force them to go out wide, use the sideline as, you know, that 12th man. Now you have a back that maybe could be your guy to take it up the middle? Is that what you're wanting to see more of?
I am. I think if you're – red zones is an interesting word there, because I think if you're between the 10 and the 20,
okay,
I like
that. Okay, you want to broaden it.
Well,
to
and here's the problem, Tiff, and it's like we just talked about a minute ago. The tight situations where you get inside the five, I don't think that's – and I think that logic tells you that's Tyler Algier time, because he's a tough runner and can run people over. But our offensive line doesn't block very well inside the five. So I would rather have Bijan inside the five, because then what can you see Bijan doing? He can accelerate towards the pylon, right? And if everybody gets kind of locked in on the A and B gap, now all of a sudden Bijan can cut outside and have the vision to actually make it towards the pylon and outrun somebody, where I don't think that's Algier's game. He's going to tuck in. He's going to put his face mask in Chris Lindstrom's lower back, and he's going to try to make it into a run.
Yeah, isn't that what you guys didn't want, though? Because defenses, and I know Bijan has a skill set to get past the defender with his quickness, but isn't that what you don't want in those situations?
I don't want Tyler Algier to bury his face, no.
Well, I've seen Tyler Algier get the ball in space and make people, well, miss, but also just run them over and keep
going.
Trying
to tackle.
Yeah, and so I think that Algier can't have a game where he has zero touches.
No.
But I also think that they've done a good job of mixing him in at times, and when he has been hot, they have kept feeding him. Yeah. And that is all that I ask for. I just need, for me, to go back to it, I think you said it best. Utilize the middle of the field more. We've started to forget about it. And Kirk Cousins is a guy that he's going to be able to notice things. And I think he's on the same page with Drake. I think he's on the same page with Darnell. I don't know about Kyle Pitts. That's a mystery to me, because he has a stretch where he plays phenomenal. Just don't come to me and say, well, they need to do more. They need to do more for Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts has got to win. And in fact, last week, the last 2 weeks, our receivers aren't winning. They're not creating separation, and that hurts too. But if we can help him at all, I'd like to utilize the middle of the field.
Sure.